This instant analysis of Ohio State's 52-24 win over Maryland is brought to you by Joe Laser with Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Whether you need auto, home, health, life, or commercial insurance, or if you're looking for advice as you plan for your retirement, call Laser Insurance and Financial Services at 330-722-4444. Well, Ohio State's offense continues to rack up the yards and put the points on the board. 52 more points today for the Ohio State offense. That's three consecutive games of 50 or more points and three consecutive games of 500 or more yards. And guess what? The Buckeyes need it because the defense is still a big question mark. And even Urban Meyer admitted that after the game today in his post-game press conference walking off the field. He said, this is not a championship caliber defense. He realizes that, and that makes the offense that much more important for this football team because they need JT Barrett and company to continue to put points on the board in bunches. And today, 52 of them. JT Barrett, another outstanding effort. Let's look at his numbers. 18 of 23 for 267 yards through the air, four touchdowns, no interceptions. He also carried it 16 times for 71 yards and another score. Add in Ezekiel Elliott with 24 carries and 139 yards, and that's why the Buckeyes were able to come away with that 52-24 win today. Solid day by the receivers. Michael Thomas with a beautiful touchdown grab. Also, Corey Smith had four catches. Dontre Wilson involved in the offense, three catches. Devin Smith with another 30-yard touchdown grab, and also tight end Nick Vanette with a touchdown grab. So the Buckeyes offense doing what they're supposed to do. I forgot Jalen Marshall. He had a touchdown grab today. So they're holding up their end of the bargain. And for the most part, the defense did a better job today as they got pressure from their two outstanding defensive linemen, Michael Bennett and Joey Bosa, both putting pressure on the quarterback, getting sacks, tackles for losses. A couple of the pressures led to interceptions. Raekwon McMillan with a pick six. Duran Grant, Darren Lee, Eli Apple with interceptions as well. But even though they had four picks, they still were burned in the passing game. They gave up another 60-yard pass play, 244 more yards through the air, another touchdown in the air. It's the area that needs to get better for Ohio State if they're going to challenge for a Big Ten championship and maybe play in that four-team playoff and try and win a national championship. But offensively, the offensive line doing a much better job. Still at times, twice they were in the red zone inside the 10-yard line and came away with 0 points. I think against better teams, that offensive line is going to be tested more, but for the most part, they did a nice job of run blocking and pass blocking, but it still has to get better. The other question marks for me, we mentioned the pass defense, that has to get better, but the kicking game. They missed a field goal again today, a kickoff out of bounds, and Nuremberger, I just don't have the confidence in him from beyond, say, 35 yards of making a field goal if the game is on the line for Ohio State. So pass defense, the kicking game, and consistency from the offensive line, still question marks for me. The strengths of this football team, Joey Bosa, Michael Bennett on the defensive line, that's about it on defense, to be perfectly honest with you. That's the weak spot. It has to get better. But the other strengths, JT Barrett getting better each and every week. Let's look at JT Barrett's numbers over the last 3 weeks. When you look at these numbers, very impressive by JT Barrett over the last 3 weeks, 67 for 89. That's a completion percentage of 75%. He's thrown for 909 yards in the last three games, 14 touchdowns, only one interception. He's rushed it for 156 more yards and another touchdown. So his total offense over the last 3 weeks, 1,065 yards and 15 touchdowns. So he is becoming a strength for this Ohio State football team. The redshirt freshman JT Barrett stepping in and running this offense as well as maybe Braxton Miller could run it. Some say maybe even better than Braxton Miller has run it in his time at Ohio State. Hard to say that when he's been, what, the offensive player of the year, two consecutive years in the Big Ten, but JT Barrett doing a nice job. Granted, it hasn't been against the best teams or the most solid of defensive squads. The only time he faced a good defense, he struggled against Virginia Tech, but he's grown from that, and let's hope he continues to grow as they get into the teeth of this Big Ten season, as today was their first Big Ten win over Maryland, 52-24. Another strength that's starting to emerge, in my opinion, the wide receivers. Michael Thomas with that great catch, getting both feet down in bounds today. Jalen Marshall emerging. Dontre Wilson starting. They're starting to find the best way to use him and get him more involved. And I think another strength, Jeff Heuermann, Nick Vanette, the two tight ends, they're both finally healthy again. They can catch. They can block. So those are the strengths of this Ohio State team. The quarterback play, the wide receivers, the tight ends. Joey Bosa, Michael Bennett on defense. Ezekiel Elliott, we got to throw him in there as well, right? Over the last 3 weeks, 387 yards rushing and a touchdown for Ezekiel Elliott. He's the main go-to guy on the ground now for Ohio State. So they're getting better, but how good are they? Still up for debate as they improve to 4-1 overall, 1-0 in the Big Ten. And now they get a bye week next week to work on that pass defense even more before they get back into Big Ten play for the rest of this season. But for today, a good road win for the Buckeyes, a convincing road win for the Buckeyes. They win by 28 points, 52-24 at Maryland. And this instant analysis of that Ohio State win at Maryland was brought to you by Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Call Joe Laser for all your insurance and financial needs at 330-722-4444 or check them out online at laserinsurance.com. And as always, C-Town and C-Bus, keep it real and go Buckeyes! Guys.